Hello everybody. This week's Hope for the Heart takes a very different theme, about how God helps us when we fail and when we feel ashamed. And I'm doing it from my holiday home in Cromer, so if you hear any difference in the sound, that's why. You know, nothing takes God by surprise. Even our spiritual failings, the things that make us go under, are foreseen and preempted by our all-knowing God. The humbling thing is that despite what he knows, he still chooses us because he died for us when we were still sinners, not when we were in good shape. He knew all our flaws and weaknesses, and he doesn't change his mind about us. He is committed to us and keeps persevering with us. That's the wonder of it, isn't it? Think about what happened to Peter. He was very sure of himself and of his commitment to Jesus. He said, "Even if all fall away on account of you, I never will." But Jesus knew the road that Peter was about to take. So he shocks Peter. "I tell you the truth," Jesus answered, "this very night before the cock crows, you will disown me 3 times. Peter was indignant. He loved Jesus and he knew it would be impossible for him to do such a thing. So Peter declared, "Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you." Yes, Peter ruled it out totally, but Jesus knew Peter at the core of his being. He understands the deep fallenness of human nature. And the Bible tells us Jesus would not entrust himself to them, for he knew all men. He did not need man's testimony about man, for he knew what was in a man. Yet Jesus reached out to him very caringly, and also giving us an insight into the spiritual battle going on here. He said his name gently, "Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you've turned back, strengthen your brothers." What Jesus says here is very enlightening. He calls him Simon 3 times, his old name. That actually means ditherer, shaky, the very opposite to being Peter, a rock, which Jesus had nicknamed him. But he says it lovingly, with no hint of condemnation. He says, "Satan wanted you, Peter, to grind you into the ground, but I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail." He prayed that under trial, Peter would come through. Now what a comfort this is to us. Doesn't he do the same when we go through trials? Because he is our high priest, the Bible tells us this wonderful fact. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for us. Well, that's what he's doing now, praying for you and me. Eventually, Peter turns back, and when Jesus rose from the dead, he said, "Go and tell my disciples and Peter that I have risen." Well, surely Peter was already a disciple. Why put him in extra? Because Jesus knew that Peter no longer could bear to count himself as one of Jesus' true followers because of the deep shame he felt about letting him down. And maybe you feel guilty about something. Well, God wants to help you get over it, as he did with Peter, restoring his heart again. He sat by a fire with him. Such a familiar scene, just like when he'd been in the garden when he disowned Jesus. He asked him 3 times, "Do you love me?" He was helping Peter to undo what he had said, enabling him to proclaim the truth. Yes, he did love Jesus. And when we go through healing, we need to undo our wrong thinking and the misguided words we have proclaimed and start declaring the truth about the situation, how God sees us, how the Bible tells it. Once Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, God enabled him to bring many, many people into real faith through his inspiring and bold teaching. If you feel you've let God down and you feel you've gone too far, if you allow him, Jesus can turn the worst things you have done around and will trust you again to serve him, giving you a special task, like he did Peter when he said to him, after he'd let him down, "Feed my sheep." He was giving him back responsibility. So don't give up, because he won't give up with you. Thank you, Lord, that you have chosen me despite all my faults and failings, and that when I fall, you are there praying for me, ready to help me come back, lifting shame and bringing restoration and healing to my broken heart. Amen. Well, the song I want to do for you today is one that I recorded a long time ago, but I've had to redo it. Sitting here in my dining room, it's not as professional, but I think that you'll get the message of it. It's called With Him Forevermore. Gives us so freely if we will.
close to